Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam B'Yakov Shalom, and Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Kof Ches. The Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Chaye Bonei U'Mizoini, life, children, and Parnasa, Lui B'Schus Otal Yemilso, Ela B'Mazolo Otal Yemilso. It doesn't depend on a schus, doesn't depend on what a person accomplishes, but it depends on a mazel. And the Gemara brings an example for Rabba and Rav Chisdo. They both were big tzaddikim, but one of them was rich, had many children and simchas in his house, and had a lot of parnasa. While the other was poor, there was poverty in the home, there was death and sadness in the house, and he lived for a shorter time. The Rishonim already asked over here, but we know that ain't mazal Yisrael. So what does it mean that these things are totally independent mazal? So Tosis is in Shabbos, where he says, yes, there is Mazal Yisrael, but it could change with Tefillah. And that's what it means, that ain't Mazal Yisrael, means that the Mazal could be uprooted with David. Reb Tzadik HaKohen explains that the Mazal that we talk about over here doesn't mean the Mazalos that we have, the Krechovin Mazalos. But the Mazal is Loshon Noizli Milavonon, meaning things that are spilling from a higher place. And explains that Tzadik, then in this world, in Olam Hazeh, things depend on the Ma'aseh Bnei Adam, what a person accomplishes, what he does, what he reaches, what he's able to do on his own. The Torah and Mitzvahs, the S'chusim of Adam, depending on the Ma'aseh Bnei Adam. But there are things that come from a much higher sphere, from a much higher world. And the places which are beyond the world, beyond this world, don't depend on Ma'aseh. There are things that come from an oilum, which is a higher oilum in this world. And that world has other cheshbonos, other calculations, a bigger picture things that come to this world and don't depend on a person's ma'aseh. Meaning, it's not that it's just a random mazel. It is obviously something which was nikvah b'shamayim based on each person, what he needs to be and how he fits the master plan of the world where a person needs to go and accomplish. But it's not something that depends on what a person accomplished this world based on his ma'aseh. Doesn't depend on a ma'aseh. It's coming from a world that's beyond ma'aseh bnei adam, from a higher place. That's a mazal loshon noizlim levonon. Reb Tzadik adds that this is divrei gemara and tainis daf base, because the gemara there says that there's three mafteichas, three keys that were not given to bnei adam. The three keys are the mafteach of leida, the mafteach of tchias ha-meisim, and the mafteach of gishamim, of rain. So Tzadik says that leida refers to bani, that's the children. The gishamim refers to parnasa, that's the parnasa that comes to the world. And tchias ha-meisim refers to life. The three keys that were not given to bnei adam means that these three keys don't depend on what a person accomplishes with his meisim, with his tefillah, with what he does. This is something which is beyond the world. That's what it means. Shalosh Mafteches Lo Nimsu Lo Bnei Adam. It's not given to Bnei Adam. It's coming back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who has his cheshbonos, which are beyond the world, why these things occur. What does it mean? Bonei Chayei Mizoini. These are the items that come from a higher sphere, from a higher world. They don't depend on Ma'aseh, but they're also not random. They belong to each person based on cheshbonos HaShemayim. That's what Tzadik explains in this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shul Machshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.